This is the Tiger 102.75.
The Royal Irrigation Department says there will be enough water for domestic consumption this dry season, but they acknowledge that water reserves in many dams around the country are running low. But he says farmers in some parts of the country cannot plant a dry season crop due to insufficient water for irrigation. He cited two particular dams, the Maymok Dam in Sukhothai and the Ubonrat Dam in Konkan, which is only at 10% capacity. They say farmers in the irrigation zone of these dams will not have enough water for farming, but there was enough water to supply households. The Democrat Party's filed a petition with the Central Administrative Court calling for the Thai stock market regulator to suspend the trading of shares in an international school. Shares of the Singapore International School of Bangkok started trading on the stock exchange yesterday, but the party secretary general says the green light for the school to trade runs counter to the government's objectives in granting tax breaks and other privileges to private schools. They say the Securities and Exchange Commission should therefore be ordered to suspend the trading of shares. The Singapore International School is the first private school stock to be traded on the Thai market. Under Thai regulations, privately owned schools are exempt from income and other taxes as a means to encourage the private sector to open schools and expand educational services. However, the Democrats say in a court petition that companies listed on the stock market seek maximum profits, so should not be exempted from income and other taxes. And a Singaporean businessman was arrested and charged after his speeding Porsche lost control and hit a police officer at a speed checkpoint on a Krabi Road yesterday. The policeman suffered from hip and leg injuries and was treated at Krabi Hospital. The 65-year-old driver was arrested after his car spun and its left wheel hit the officer while he was removing traffic cones at the checkpoint. The first car tried to slow, and police say the 65-year-old's car was the third. He apparently tried to swerve left to avoid hitting the second car, but his vehicle spun. He was charged with reckless driving, causing injury. We've got our regular full international news in about 25 minutes' time. In the meantime, let's check the main world headlines. A Muslim woman's been shot dead in front of her house in Narathiwat yesterday. Police say the 42-year-old was shot in the head, neck and left arm after she parked her motorcycle and was opening the gate to her house. Police found four spent 9mm shells at the scene. The woman was returning home from an errand in the downtown area. Police say she was trailed by a motorcycle rider before the pillion rider shot her. The Department of Special Investigation is calling on public prosecutors to get the court to dissolve the Kunyai Maharatana Foundation, which was implicated in the Klongchan Credit Union Cooperative embezzlement case, and prosecute members of the foundation's committee for money laundering. The DSI also wants the prosecutors to ask the court to confiscate the foundation's 13 billion baht assets. The foundation, established in 2004, is under the patronage of Dharmakaya Temple's ex-abbot, Pradhamachayo, who faces an arrest warrant over money laundering charges. The elusive monk and his accomplices have been accused of accepting money from the credit union's ex-boss, who is now in jail for stealing billions of baht from the cooperative. The DSI had investigated Supachai and his accomplices over embezzlement charges and then looked into Pradhamachayo and other people's alleged role in money laundering and possession of stolen articles. And officials from the Phuket Damrong Dharma Centre visited Koh Rachayai yesterday to inspect the area where locals have claimed that a hotel operator has closed a public entrance. They claimed that a hotel operator has closed an entrance which is on public land. Locals are unable to pass now. The entrance has been obstructed. The access entryway is claimed to be part of the Racha Island Resort. Locals say the access entranceway is now claimed to be part of the Racha Island Resort. Officials discussed the issue with locals yesterday. They're now investigating options to find a swift solution based on the laws and titles.